We have a lot of things going on today in our Mass, in our readings, and in our lives. As I said earlier, it's still in the Christmas season. Yesterday we finished the octave, which is 8, meaning that Christmas was basically the same day for 8 days straight. So Christmas Day itself is concluded, but we're still in the Christmas season. And then we have these doctors of the Catholic Church from about the 3rd or 4th century. And our doctors are not like doctors like I need to fix my voice or my nose or my breathing at this time of the year. But they were doctors because they're brilliant. Or they have a gift that's so powerful within our saints. So their doctors are for the belief of our church and just mystical people that were very brilliant. Another one is the fact that what we heard from 1 John. I've been hearing St. John the Evangelist for the next few days, and I like what he said today. Who is the liar? And the answer, whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ. So if we don't believe in Jesus, you're a liar. That's what he's saying. Which is good for us to think about. Finally, I want to mention it is a new year. And a happy new year of 2020. It's kind of cool too for many of us. We remember Barbara Walters 2020. Well, it is 2020, which is pretty sweet. But usually we like to do something to the start of the year. That's kind of the secular thing. But that's a good one. That's a good one, I think. To think about the start of the new year. What do we want to do? Do we have any goals? And as a priest, coming to Mass on the second day of the new year is a beautiful gift. But think about something you can do. Either adding something or subtracting. Kind of like Advent. For many of you that have had goals there, is that something you could continue that? Did you have a great season of Advent giving something away? I know personally myself I have, and I one decision I won't share it, but it's been really awesome. Like in my spiritual life, and I can use more time for other things that are better. So that's one for me, I know. But what about you? And especially at Mass, how about your spiritual life? What can you do to add or subtract or change something, like going to Mass every week, or praying, or going to confession, or offer those prayers during school, as we do together, as you do together, but privately? You know, just think about something today at Mass, the rest of Mass, and think about what can I do for God during this new year. Doesn't necessarily means, you know, go all out, like I'm going to do this for like 4 hours a day. Just small steps, right? So let's try to think of something like that at Mass today, all right? God bless, and so glad to see all of you again in 2020.